Are these yours?
Yep.
Once again, out in La Caprile Valley, I got Zoe Doctor with me. Zoe, petting zoo going on. It looks like you're having fun.
Yeah, I have fun. I brought my llamas out, so I have two of them.
Okay. So is that what there's just different names for them? Llama, alpaca?
Or? They're just llamas. Llamas and alpacas, they're cousins, but they are two different things.
Okay, so there's no alpacas here then?
Nope, no alpacas.
Okay, so both llamas. And you've had them for a while, haven't you?
Yep, the one I've had for about 4 years now. One's six and then one's four.
And one's pretty friendly here.
Yep, he's curly, he's my baby. I raised him since he was a baby.
Oh.
That's actually his mom.
Oh, really?
And so I've had them for the longest
time.
The
smaller one's the mom?
Yep.
Oh.
Boys are usually a little bit bigger.
Okay.
They have bigger faces and bigger feet.
Why did you decide on llamas?
They're not around here, yep. And I always had some cool fascination with llamas because they look so funny and weird, and they're so loving. He gives me hugs all the time, and he's always just up and ready and curious.
I took a selfie with one of them. Did you know that? It was a good selfie, a great selfie.
He is so photogenic. Like, I have so many pictures of him looking right at the camera. Yeah. He loves it.
Awesome. So, what are they used for? Fur, you said? Their fur or what?
They don't have fur. They actually have fiber. It's different.
Fiber?
Mm-hmm. There's different types of fiber, but their fiber you can use for knitting. It's very insulated and very thick, and that's
why. You're talking about their coat?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So.
And that's why they're grown for that?
Yep.
Oh, you can. Like sheep.
Mm-hmm, just like sheep, but you can also use for meat. But I don't use for meat, obviously.
Right. Yep.
But every spring I'll shear them down.
Oh, okay. I bet you that's a job. How do you hold them still?
It takes a little while, but they like it because it's hot in the spring. So getting off that extra coat really makes them feel a lot better.
Awesome. Looks like the elementary kids are really enjoying the time with them, huh?
Do they
like the attention?
They love the attention, and they love getting treats and getting fed hay. They love everyone. They love sniffing everyone.
Okay. I heard you talking earlier. I did get spit at once by a llama. I think it was a llama or an alpaca. Do they do that?
These ones, the mom, she's a little bit more ornery, but they've never spit at anyone.
Okay.
Curly, he has never spit in his life, but he does sneeze.
Do you have to brush their teeth?
Good. No, I don't ever brush their teeth. The most they do is when they get water, like when they drink water, but never had to brush their teeth.
So daily care, daily chores with them. Of course, you have to feed them every day.
I feed them about a pound of feed and then wash out their water bucket. But they love their hay. I make sure they always have hay.
Yeah.
And then when they get out on grass, make sure they have good quality grass.
Oh, awesome.
But they're pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
And they just love to get out and be active.
So how long have you been in FFA here at La Caprile Valley?
Since my ninth grade year.
Okay. What do you like about FFA?
I love getting to do my projects with my llamas, and I love getting to talk to new people.
Yeah.
Through FFA, I have an SAE with my llama, and that's all about my entrepreneurship goals with my llamas. And I actually won first place from my proficiency in the region.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
So, thank you. And then I'm moving on to state.
Okay. When is state then? During
in
the
April.
State convention?
Yep. During the convention.
Have you ever been to a national convention yet?
Yep. Oh. I think it was my ninth or tenth grade year. I went to it for a week.
I understand. It's quite an experience.
It is so fun. And it's so huge, and there's so many people there. It's unreal.
Okay. So do you have regular classes then every day in FFA with your teachers and stuff? How does that work?
I do have an ag class, and being in an ag class is being in FFA. Right now, I remember I had a woods class.
Okay.
Gosh, there's a greener on the inside class right now, and I've done outdoors classes, and they're all so fun. I've had a livestock production class. That was my favorite class.
Okay, good. All right, Zoe, thank you for your time, and hey, go Eagles Saturday, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'll be there.
Good, you better.
Yeah, I'll brag you up when you're on the floor, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Zoe Doctor with FFA here at La Caprile Valley with the petting zoo.